Chardonnay. What is this? What are we doing?
Sauvignon? Yeah, a little Sauvignon Blanc. Blanc. Yeah.
Nice. Just a little something midday, afternoon, a little afternoon chill out.
Rose would keep wine with him.
I like it. I'm into it. You can hang out with me anytime.
Yeah.
So, Kanye. So we debuted a new song today. We set the internet kind of in a frenzy. Mm-hmm. No, in a frenzy. Take the kind of out. Are you tweeting right now?
No.
Were you really?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. Are you gonna?
Yes, I will. Soon after the interview.
Make sure you do at Angie Martinez.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you? I noticed
you got to do an at Angie now too.
Ooh, without the Martinez.
Yeah, that's separate. Yeah. Now somebody just set the account up for me, just as you said that. Yeah. So I noticed you don't follow anybody on Twitter.
No.
Not into it.
Nah, I only want people to see like my tweets. I don't want to disturb. I'm very clean in that way.
I like it.
Organized, you know.
So then when you turn your computer on, you don't see any, you don't have a thing. You don't see a timeline. So you don't see what everybody's saying. You just see the people that are responding to you.
Well, it's this thing that you go to and see other responses coming up.
And I
retweet people sometimes.
The at Kanye.
Yeah.
All right,
and so I retweet like negative tweets, blah, blah, blah.
Do you?
Retweet. Yeah, just
I noticed reality. That you enjoy somebody. Actually, somebody got on you because you were tweeting too much about pants because you have like a leather pants collection.
Yeah, you know.
Many leather pants.
I have a lot of leather pants.
How many? Like about?
My apartment is filled with many leather bound books.
Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a seven now.
Seven pairs or seven?
Seven pairs.
Seven pairs of leather pants.
Yeah.
One for each day of the week.
I didn't think about it like that.
But
yeah.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. So somebody tweeted you that you shouldn't be tweeting about pants.
They said, you're way too good to be tweeting about pants. Like, what do you mean?
So you retweeted it.
Pants are important. People wear them every day.
Imagine we had none.
Yeah, what if you had no pants?
What would the world be?
Hey, that might, yeah.
So, Kanye, can I talk about some of the news stories with you? Are you comfortable today with this?
Yeah.
Can we talk about you? I mean, we could take it back to, like, the airport, you smashing people's cameras and...
You could just go in wherever you want to go.
Crazy in the airport. What happened? Was this too much paparazzi? Did you have too much coffee?
No, they did a thing where they said, hey, Kanye, act like they were a fan at 7 a.m. in the morning and just hit me with mad flashes. And really, I was just trying to grab the camera out of his hand. Mm. And I slammed the camera, but a funny thing is we got back in line. Like, it was normal. Like, you just slam the camera and just get back in line to go on the plane. And
carry
like,
on.
Yeah, they were like, no, you're not going to do it. But I was just thinking, like, man, it would have been so perfect, you know, if we had suits on. The photographs have been just so iconic and stuff.
This is what you think when you see the news, the pieces.
And then they didn't take my phone away from me when they locked me up in the first prison. So I was like texting Jay and stuff like that. You know, I had a phone, but they took it away. But then I had the cell with the phone. So we were trying to call Mr. Chiles.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah, to try to get some. Yeah.
From jail.
Yeah. Before we got on a jet to Hawaii, we tried to call Mr. Childs right quick. So
I love it. Yeah.
It's pretty good. I would think that wouldn't bother you anymore. Why would you get so upset at that point to want to break the guy's camera? I would imagine that's
you're used to that.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't completely dialed into the idea of celebrity and all these things. And now I just embrace it. It is what it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I guess that was for, how long ago did that incident happen? It was a while ago.
Was it like 2 years? I don't know.
It was like 2 years ago. Because I feel like your relationship, you and Amber, were the paparazzi king and queen for a while there.
Yeah.
I felt almost you were like embracing it. The two of you were almost prancing in front of the cameras.
Man, that was just so fun. You know, that was like the fun. That's how I talk to my friends, you know, that really care about me. And like my friend Sakai, who I wrote the thank you and your welcome book with. Mm. And he'll be like, you know, I can't say that there weren't moments that you were in complete bliss. He would just look and say, man, my friend is really, really happy right now.
Aw.
Yeah.
But not all the time. Nobody's happy all the time.
Yeah, nobody's happy all the time. And that's why, like, all good things have to come to an end.
That was surprising because you did from the pictures. You guys seemed to be you had something.
Yeah, man, it was an amazing time, you know, and it came to an end.
And that's all you're saying about it? Is that all you care to share about that?
I think that's like kind of just the literal.
Is it good? Did it end good? Are you guys on good terms?
Hey, I'm on good terms with everyone.
With the world?
With the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain things, if you're closer to someone, you know, you can't... for me, it's like I have to, like, block certain things out of my mind so I can focus. Because I'm a human being, so certain things just hurt you as a person. You know, I'm not a pimp, you know what I'm saying? So it's like... You know, people be like, oh, man, forget that. Like, no, yeah, it will affect me. Things that you think would affect people, yeah. Right. Like, yeah, it will affect you.
You had feelings.
Yeah, and, you know, contrary to popular belief, I do have feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you have to go through the process of...
You got to go through the process, the everyday. But for me, as you know, it's like I'm at in the club. You know, my goal in life is to really have an amazing woman and have a family. But I think I had to go through these different things to grow. One of the greatest things that she showed me was just to be a nicer person, because she was so disconnected from the concept of celebrity when I first met her that she would, you know, it's like a celebrity could be talking to people crazy and stuff like that. Everyone's used to it at the label. It's like, whatever. They're like, he's wilding out.
They let
it
you get away with it.
And he'd be like, she'd be like, what? You talk to your fans so crazy right now. I'm not even talking to you right now. And I grew from that. That was like the greatest thing. I think that was the greatest growth that I got from that experience. Mm,
that's good. I can see why you would need that. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just you can see why I would need that.
Well, not just you. I don't mean just you. But I can see, especially at the point in your career where you are, I can see why you would need that in your life.
I'm just sorry that it's celebrities that never get a chance to get that.
Yeah,
you know, I was like
true.
Working as a shell of a person. When I did 808s and Heartbreaks, as you know, like See Me Now is like good energy again. Mm. I was going like, I always had Touch the Sky and Good Life. And then it was just like 808s and Heartbreak. Heartless, paranoid, like.
But you're in a place, Kanye. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's part of the process, like you said.
It's a process.
It's a process. I felt like, maybe from the outside, like, because nobody knew who Amber Rose was. I didn't anyway before. I feel like you kind of made, you had a girlfriend who in your personal life was your girlfriend, but then you kind of made also this person that everybody knew.
You made her hot.
I didn't want to say that like that. I don't want her to feel that way. But but you made her like a star, like a celebrity.
That kind of happened a couple times last year, didn't it? You know.
What do you mean? But not like this. No, not like this.
Heavy hitter, suckers.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Yeah, yeah. That was amazing.
Was that intentional?
That was like historical, right?
Was that intentional? Like, did you feel like, yeah, let's get you.
Well, you know, it's like the person has to have a piece of that in them also.
Right.
They have to be interesting. But, you know, throughout my life, I picked stars before, too. Not particularly that I'm dating, but just finding a person that you think can be a star and will be interested in people, you know, so...
So she had that already. But then you kind of enjoy that. I would imagine you enjoy the process of, yes, walk down there and that. You look amazing.
Like what? Can you imagine?
Yeah, I could see you really enjoying that. I could see that. So would you do that again? Like, will your next girlfriend
be
somebody that you...
No.
That's it? One time? That was one time only?
Yeah, that was a one-off.
So what happens next? Now you say you're ready and you change. Do you go find somebody that have a quiet relationship and then go get married or something? Is that what happens next?
Yeah, I like, you know, I'm not trying to dive into anything that unless I really, really think that I could marry this person. And like, I look at this person and I say, this is how I want my daughter to be.
Mm. Aw. So you want kids?
Yeah.
Soon?
I'm not saying soon, but the thing, you know what I like to do? Just like when I worked on Jay-Z's album, right? I don't have that many random tracks all over the place. It's maybe just one or two. Mm. And then I just have whole albums. I like to really dive in and super obsess and focus on something and make it as good as possible. So it's like really focusing on my relationship or focusing on my family and, you know, so.
Oh, right, got it.
But it has to be, you know, the right person to do that with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I like it. I'm learning about you today, Kanye. It's kind of nice. I learned that November 16th is going to be the date, even though you didn't say it or you weren't supposed to say it.
I don't think I was supposed to say that.
You weren't supposed to say that.
I don't know why, but hey.
Today, if you're just tuning in, Kanye's here, of course. We debuted a brand new song that nobody has ever heard, and we are going to play it again.
Thank you.
Yes, because we want to hear it again. Is it ready?
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Anything you'd like to tell the people that might just be tuning in and hearing this for the first time about this song here? Well, it was recorded last night.
5 a.m. in the morning.
Beyonce finished her vocals at 5?
5 a.m. in the morning. We sat there and wrote it. It was me, Consequence, Jay-Z, and Beyonce in the studio sitting there writing this joint. I was just like, oh, this is completely unfair. Yeah. the minds in this room right now. And Consequence played me some crazy. It's about to be really, really, really fun, you know. So Beyonce finished the vocals, and soon as she hit that beginning, I was like, oh my God, this is. And Charlie Wilson played me songs, you know, I recorded
and he
his
was
vocals.
There. He was just there.
I recorded him like two weeks ago. But for me, I just feel like I'm really back home, you know. It's like I really stretch the boundaries with, you know, Stronger, what they playing in the back. Love, you know, Love Lockdown, all these things. And now it's just like through the wire. Like back
now
to home
back,
plate.
Full circle. Oh, yeah. I love that. All right, so we're going to play the song that was recorded last night. You might have seen the tweet last night in the middle of the night when he finished it.
Hey, on Twitter, they was like, man, is Kanye just lying to us? Like, hey, I'm, you know, hey, it's here now.
It's here.
You see me.
He brought it to Ange, and now it's here.
Mm-hmm. Singular. Right. One name.
One name, just Angie.
Yeah.
Ready? Get it. Kanye's here. Hotlines are open inside 97. No, you